Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert, how many times have you gotten a sunburn, especially on the back of your neck?
I can't imagine a guy who hasn't. And it hurts. You can't wear a tie, and even the shower's painful.
What's interesting is that pain may be the doing of a molecule called CXCL5, which seems to control sensitivity to pain from UVB radiation.
You may recall the sun emits UVA, UVB, and UVC rays. UVC is the most harmful but is blocked by the ozone layer, while UVA and UVB both breach the Earth's atmosphere and can affect human health.
Scientists have known CXCL5 is one of a family of proteins called chemokines. They promote healing by recruiting immune cells to the injury. And now, the latest study shows us CXCL5 also stimulates pain receptors at the injury site.
Researchers exposed small areas of volunteer skin to UVB rays, and at the peak of the sunburn took small tissue samples. They found a lot more CXCL5 in the sunburned skin compared to the unburned skin. It was especially high in people who complained the most about the pain.
Experimenting further with rats, researchers injected them with pure CXCL5. Their skin became hypersensitive to touch, partly because CXCL5 recruits inflammatory immune cells called neutrophils and macrophages.
These cells, in turn, secrete more CXCL5 and other molecules involved in pain stimulation. To see if, by counteracting CXCL5, the pain would subside, researchers injected antibodies against the molecule and, voila, the pain was reduced.
What's significant about the findings is that it suggests CXCL5 and proteins like it could be involved in persistent pain that comes with other ailments such as osteoarthritis or bladder infections. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.